Thanks, Nathan. This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Nobody likes to pay taxes. If they have to pay taxes on their income, they only want to pay once. Brian and Karen Wynn, who used to live in Howard County, took that argument up a notch. They contend that if their income is taxed more than once, say in Maryland and Howard County and in other states where some of that income was earned, Maryland is bound by the U.S. Constitution to refund all but one set of taxes. Maryland's highest court agreed with them in 2012, and now the case is headed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Here's how it came about. More than half of Brian Wynn's $2.7 million income in 2006 came from his earnings as president and part owner of Maxim Healthcare Services. It's a national business organized in a way that doesn't pay taxes itself. Its earnings flow to its owners, like wages on which they're taxed as individuals. The Wynns paid Maryland and Howard County income taxes on the $2.7 million, plus they paid $84,000 in income taxes to 39 states outside Maryland where Maxim operates. To find out what happened next, let's hear from the lawyers in the case. Dominic Perella from the Washington law firm Hogan Lovells is representing the Wynns. He joins us by phone. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
And William Brockman, an assistant attorney general for the state of Maryland, is representing the state, which is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to reverse that ruling by the Maryland Court of Appeals. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Dominic Perella, as I understand it, Maryland refunded to the Wynns a big part of what they had paid in state income taxes. Why didn't that settle the issue?
Well, Sheila, I think it didn't settle it for a couple of reasons. The first reason is that while Maryland does offer a partial credit for taxes that folks who make money across state lines pay to other states, it doesn't offer a full credit. And so, on, you know, if you're an individual who makes money in two states, say a contractor, a plumber, someone who makes money in Maryland and Virginia, you will be taxed twice on the money that you happen to make in other states. Not entirely taxed twice, but partially. And the Supreme Court has said any double taxation is too much. The second reason, I think, is because the position Maryland is taking in the Supreme Court is that if you live in a state, that state can tax all of your income, no matter how much you've paid in taxes to other states. There's no constitutional prohibition on that. And so while Maryland currently offers a partial credit, the rule they're asking for here would allow total double taxation.
William Brockman, is this a case about double taxation? Is that how you'd characterize it?
Well, that's certainly how the Wynns characterize it. And it's a fair characterization insofar as they are paying taxes to the United States, to the state of Maryland, and to Howard County. And then by virtue of their ownership of this corporation that does business all across the country, they also pay taxes for the income that that corporation earns in those other states. I want to make one clarification to something Dom said about a scenario equating the Wynn situation to a plumber who works in Virginia. Because a lot of your listeners are going to have trouble, I think, understanding how this case might affect them. For wage and salary income, if you work across state lines, you're a Maryland resident and you commute each day to Pennsylvania or D.C. or Virginia or West Virginia, we have reciprocal agreements with those states, and you don't pay taxes to those states for even though you earn the income in those states, and even though the state, those other states, under the Constitution, would have the power to tax you for those wages earned in those states. The exception is Delaware. If you work across the state lines in Delaware, Delaware taxes you and Maryland taxes you, and then you're in the same situation as the Wynns.
You have to ask Maryland to get...
ask for a credit, and you receive a credit, but it's only against the portion of the tax that you pay to the state of Maryland itself, not the portion that you pay to Baltimore City or the county you live in. And, you know, for a lot of taxpayers, the marginal rate for the state component is 4.75%, rounded up to 5% for discussion purposes. And the highest rate that the counties can assess or the city is 3.2%.
And that's what Howard County was charging, at least in 2006. I haven't checked what it is now. But why doesn't the state, let me turn back to Dominic Perella. That's part of what you're arguing over, right, is that the Wynns did not get back, were not able to get Maryland to refund what the Wynns had paid in Howard County income tax.
That's right. And just to clarify, Maryland has these two income taxes called the state tax and the county tax, but they're both imposed by state law. Maryland courts have said these are both state taxes. And so what you have here is basically Maryland saying you can get a credit against one of these taxes, but not against the other. If you make money in multiple states, you'll end up paying taxes twice.
William Brockman, first of all, why can't you? Are they both state taxes? They're both reported on the same state tax income tax.
That's right. The rate is set by state law, and each county chooses within a range where to put that. The maximum is 3.2%, and as you noted, that's what it was in 2006 in Howard County.
But is it a state tax?
It is a state tax, and every local tax for constitutional purposes is a state tax because localities all across the country don't have authority to impose income taxes except through state law. So state law authorizes it, and the difference in Maryland is that you fill out a single form. In many of those other states, you might fill out one for your local government, one for your state government, and one for the federal government. Here, you just fill out the federal and the state.
This is Maryland Morning on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking about a Maryland case the Supreme Court agreed to hear last week, initiated by a former Howard County couple who say the state is obliged to refund all the income taxes they paid to other states. We're talking to William Brockman, an assistant Maryland attorney general, and Dominic Perella, lawyer for the Wynn family. Dominic Perella, you argue that the Commerce Clause of the United States Constitution, which has to do with interstate commerce, requires Maryland to refund not just the state income tax, but the county income tax as well. How did you reach that argument, that this is all about the Commerce Clause?
Sure. And Sheila, most of your listeners who pay attention to court stuff probably are familiar with the Commerce Clause as giving Congress powers. But it also has another aspect that the Supreme Court has talked about for a long time. It says, basically, states can't impede interstate commerce. They can't punish people for engaging in interstate commerce or, create unfair laws that drive all the commerce into their own state. And so applying that rule, the Supreme Court has struck down taxes that, for example, impose double taxation on interstate businesses. And they've struck down laws that basically punish people by taxing them more or otherwise costing them money if they choose to operate in other states and not in the state of residence. And so that's what we're arguing is going on here. Someone who makes money in multiple states, an individual business person or a partner in a partnership, in Maryland, someone who makes money in multiple states will pay more taxes than someone doing the exact same business who happens to have all that business in Maryland. And what we say is that's discouraging interstate commerce, it's discriminating against interstate business, and it should be struck down.
And William Brockman, I gather the state is saying this is not about the Commerce Clause.
That's right. The Supreme Court has applied the Dormant Commerce Clause, as it's sometimes called. For some of your listeners who haven't had their coffee this
morning, we're almost out of time. We are not going to be able to explain the dormant part.
Might put them to sleep, right? But it really just means that though the Constitution doesn't itself say it, states are restricted in their ability to regulate interstate commerce. But this is not interstate commerce. This is the receipt and enjoyment of income at your home residence, and your next door neighbors pay a certain amount to support Howard County services, and the Maryland General Assembly decided that it was fair to have all people pay the same amount and not take a credit because the Howard County services don't care where you earned your income.
Very briefly, what's at stake financially in this case?
Well, in this case itself, about $20,000 in credits that the Wynns claimed and that were rejected by the comptroller. But spread across all taxpayers, the estimates from the comptroller's office are that it would cost Maryland about $50 million a year in lost revenues to counties and Baltimore City if the Maryland Court of Appeals ruling, which is presently
suspended,
right. But if it were to go into effect, there would be shortfalls of about $50 million per year.
We're out of time. We have to leave it there. I want to thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
William Brockman is Assistant Attorney General for the State of Maryland. Dominic Perrello, the lawyer representing the Wynn family in a case headed to the U.S. Supreme Court about the extent of Maryland's authority to tax income its residents earn outside its borders. The Supreme Court is likely to hear the case this fall, issue a decision next spring. We've got more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cass. This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. Just ahead, what Twitter tells about Baltimore. Stay with us.